Hello, Newhouse. How are you? I hope you're really happy and getting well situated or located or straightened around, whatever you want to call it. I know you must be real happy to be in there. And I want to see it. So we were out to the doctor the other day. I went out to see him. I don't know what for. All he did was give me another pill to take. And I wanted a wheelchair, but he wouldn't give it to me. He said that if I got into a wheelchair, I'd never get out. I just want to stay with it. So he wanted me to get another cane and use two canes while walking. So I've got another one here, and I'm using them both. Get out and walk around some, very little. Seems to be getting a little weaker, I don't know. It's not good, whatever it is. But we asked him about coming out there, and he said he thought it'd be good for me to make the trip. So we went to the trouble to call Western Airlines, and they will get a wheelchair here and get us down to the plane, or they walk right on here. Out there they walk off of the, they land out on the landing strip and you come down the steps. But the girl told us that she thought they used what they call a chairlift, and they let a person down on a chairlift, and they might, she wasn't sure where they took him into the terminal building or whether somebody had to be there to meet me and take me in. I think you could do that, but I did want you to check on it and see about getting me off of the plane there. I could walk off, I think. I know I could get down all right. You could fall down, but I wouldn't care to do that. And that's the way, when I do want to fall, it's usually forward. So I wouldn't care to start down those steps. So you check with them and find out what can be done there after landing, if there'll be some facilities, some way to get me off and onto a wheelchair. And then from there on, I guess it'll be up to you to get me out to the house. If we come, which we're thinking quite seriously of doing, we'd like to do it before too long, so let us know what your plans are when you'll be there, and I don't want to bust up any of your plans. So let us know right away what you plan on doing, so we'll know what to plan on here. There's nothing much more to say along that line. I know the weather isn't any better out there than it is here, on it's probably not quite as cold at nights. But we've had beautiful sunshiny days here right along, and today it's been real nice. Mom's been working some outside, watering and fooling around. Les Campbell came over, and oh, there's a new ingredient of some kind you may know about. I don't know what it is. To patch the driveways, put some paste with it and mix it up and slam it on there. He cleaned all of this loose gravel and stuff out and filled it in. It looks good. He don't know how it's gonna hold up. He did it on his and working all right, and he wanted to try out on ours and see how it works. So he's been over here doing that. Got the driveway and the sidewalk coming up to the house fixed. It looks all right, so we'll see in a few days what the results are. And let's see. flowers are practically all gone. Of course, we've had some pretty chilly nights around 25. It's pretty heavy frost, so it's taking care of the flowers. And had a kid come out the other day, cleaned up some of that stuff and got it ready to haul away the stuff, you know, old bushes, old flowers. Bushes, one thing and the other, that had to be cleaned up for another year. So while it was nice, we had this kid come out. He lives not too far from here. He came out and worked 3 or 4 hours, got several bushels of stuff cleaned up and hauled out, put out in the alley where the city hauled away. We got that much done for next year, and so I have that much out of the way before real winter sets in on us. And we'll be expecting to hear from you now before long about what your plans are, and if we do come, we'd like to make it for too long.